December 15th. Christmas is a time of anticipation, when hope becomes a shining star, when children's wishes become prayers, and days are etched on calendar. Someone has said, "Anticipation is 90% of realization. If that be so, my children already have experienced most of the joy of this Christmas. They are miniature volcanoes bubbling with excitement and expectations. They have rattled and shaken every present under the tree. They have read and reread all their favorite Christmas stories, and, in the last week, they have asked almost hourly, 'How many more days until Christmas?'" It is a time of high anticipation for everyone, as it was for the people who figured in the unfolding of God's messianic drama. The dual annunciations of the births of John and Jesus were divine revelations of unsurpassed magnitude. John's mission was to prepare his generation for the coming of Christ. Jesus' mission, to bring salvation. It is understandable that Zechariah, Elizabeth's aging husband, was left speechless. Fortunately, Mary was not struck dumb. Otherwise, we would have been denied her beautiful Magnificat, Luke 1, verses 46 through 55. The poem of joy, thanksgiving, and praise she shares with Elizabeth. "My soul doth magnify the Lord." Together, these two chosen women had much to anticipate, and so do we. Those of us who hail that manger babe as Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. In this most wonderful of seasons, Lord, we thank you for sending your Son.